It's time for our Athlete of the Week program, being brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week this week from Madison High School football, Brian Dopp. Brian, welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you had quite a week last week, a couple of touchdown passes, 150 yards. You ran for a couple of touchdowns, another 168 yards, had a pick six. I mean, what else? Do you punt for the team?
I do most of the time, but we got another kicker that's helping me.
So you do everything.
Yeah, I can do whatever I need to.
Well, tell us about that game. I mean, obviously a career night for you.
Yeah, it was a really fun game to play. It was well coached. The offensive line was working well. The receivers were working well. The defense was doing amazing. I mean, we can punt the ball. We can do whatever we wanted. And we can trust our defense to get a stop. Coming off a LCAA loss to Clinton, we needed to redeem ourselves and prove that we have a chance in this league. So we needed to get a big win on Dundee, and that's what we did.
Brian, do you play defense all the time? Are you in there all the time defensively?
I'm there most of the time. Our backup corner was hurt that game, so I had to go in as much as I could. But against Clinton, I actually didn't play defense at all, but with that injury, I had to.
So you're kind of a dual threat quarterback, obviously. Are you running like an option game or a read all the time, so you're having to make a lot of decisions, right?
Yeah. Coach Gallagher put in this new offense this year. All of our run plays have a read option off of them, so I can read the defenders and make a decision on what they do.
Well, you had a great game. I mean, just in every way possible. Tell us a little about your team. Is much improved. You got Hillsdale this week, and you got a chance to really put yourself in a nice position in the league and to obviously make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's great starting off 3-1. Our team's doing amazing. I mean, all of us trust each other. It's like a family in there. Practices are fun. Coaching staff gets along. Kids get along. I mean, it's great. New defensive coordinator, Coach Deer. He's doing a lot of things to our defense. It helps.
Now, are you a senior?
Junior.
Junior. Wow, great. even in your position, obviously you got to be a real leader on the team. And tell us about your leadership for the team and the offense.
I just try and keep my guys together. You know, last year there was a lot of like hardships that went on through games. I mean, offensive linemen arguing with each other, stuff like that. So my role as a team, I just try and keep the guys together and believe that we can get yards on offense, score on any defense, and even if we don't score, I try and get my defensive guys to believe that we can get a stop.
Coming off a great win last week, 38-13 over Dundee, which is an improved ball club this year. You got a team, Hillsdale, who hasn't won a ball game. You kind of looking past this one, or is it game by game?
Every game's game by game. They might be 0-4, but both teams going into this game are 0-0, especially a homecoming game. We can't lose in front of the home crowd.
Oh, so, it is homecoming for
you.
Yeah,
it's homecoming. So, I mean, we can't look past them 0-0. Got to make sure we watch the same amount of film on them as we would as a team like Hudson. So, I mean, both 0-0 going in.
Let's talk about your coaches. You mentioned Coach Deer coming over, your defensive coordinator. Talk about some of the other coaches and what they bring to the program.
Yeah, so, I mean, Coach G obviously does a lot of stuff for the program. Coach Deer coming in, he's really changed our defense. I mean, we can trust our defense with whatever team. Coach Arn, he's our wide receivers coach. He really pushes them to be the best. I mean, we got some of the top receivers in the league for sure. Coach Cable, he's great mentor, great guy to be around. I mean, we just got a lot of new guys, a lot of new coaches. We got about 8 or 9 on the staff. Coach Moses, new running backs coach. He came from Adrian College, coached by Coach Deer. He's great. Running backs look great. All of them do. We're deep in the running back core. We can trust all of them out there at the same time. I mean, it's just all these coaches in on the same positions. It's just nice.
A lot of teams struggle with numbers. What kind of numbers does Madison have this year as far as players coming out for football?
I mean, we don't have a ton of numbers. Between JV and varsity, we got probably a little over 30. On the varsity squad, we carry a lot of the JV kids, and they just do the 5-quarter rule. But, I mean, we got about 15 guys that we put out there every game, and we trust out there. We got a lot of guys playing two ways. I mean, we probably got six or seven guys that play offense and defense, and yeah, it's great. I mean, they all have grit. They all love to be out there. They love playing two ways. It's just great for the team.
How do they signal in the plays for you? Do you get them from the sidelines all the time? They don't run somebody in, and so you're picking up the signs. And of course, do you ever get a chance to call your own play?
Not usually, but Coach G has a lot of trust in me, especially coming off the quarterback position last year. He has a lot of trust going into this year. So if I think I see a play, I can tell him and he'll let me call it. But usually we just got Coach Aaron, our receivers coach. Coach G will tell him the play and then he'll signal we got signs for our plays. But it's either that or we'll flip running backs. Like I said, we got a lot of running backs. We can flip our running backs, put one of them in, and they'll bring the play for us.
What do you enjoy most, running or throwing?
Really depends on the day. I mean, if I'm sore from that week of practice, I like throwing the ball, but I always like running. I mean, that's just what I grew up doing. I grew up running back. Just when I got into high school, I flipped to quarterback, so I just like running the ball.
Good for you.
We're talking with Brian Dobb from Madison High School Football. We have to take a break here for a message from our sponsor, but we'll be right back. You're inside the cave.
School attendance is more than just a statistic. It is the foundation of academic success, social development, and future opportunities. Over the past several years, Lenawee County went from among the leaders in the state of Michigan for good attendance to nearly a third of local students being chronically absent. Chronic absenteeism, which is defined as missing 10% or more of the school year, or approximately 2 days a month, can have serious academic, social, and well-being consequences for students. To learn more, visit lisd.us/attendance.
All right, we're back inside the cave with our Athlete of the Week program, and with us in studio today is from Madison High School, Brian Dopp. And Brian, the rest of the schedule, after Hillsdale game this week, you got Hudson, Ida, and Blissfield. It's really a gauntlet here for the LCAA.
Yeah, sure.
Give us your impressions of the league this year.
The league's definitely, I mean, it's hard to say coming from last year, the LCAA got better this year, but I think they really did. All the teams are well coached. Obviously had a great offseason. All the teams are doing great. Yeah, Hudson, Ida, Blissfield, that's going to be a tough week. Blissfield coming off a win with Tecumseh and then almost beating Clinton. It's going to be a tough three.
And, of course, the goal is to get into postseason play. And you guys got a pretty good shot. You know, you got three wins, and, you know, three more would pretty much get you in there. So is that likely to happen, you think?
Yeah, I really hope so, especially for how hard our guys worked this offseason. It would be great to have a playoff. Because Madison hasn't been the best in the past with playoff. I mean, we got a sign in the gym that says playoff burst, and there's only three of them up there, so it would be nice to get a fourth and leave our legacy as the 2024 team.
Brian, do you play some other sports?
Yeah, I play baseball and basketball. Baseball is my main sport. I play that during the summer seasons. Baseball is one of my favorites, but I also play basketball, too, to stay in shape.
Wow, so you're a three-sporter.
Yeah, one of the only left in the school is me and one of my friends, but most of them are just either two sports or one sports, and then there's a couple of three sports.
And aspirations to go play beyond high school, you think, after another year of high school?
Yeah, I would really like to play college baseball. That's what I'm looking to do. But, I mean, if I'm good enough for football and I get any college recognition for football, I might go for that. I mean, it's just whatever takes me.
Well, good for you.
Well, Brian, we want to thank you for coming in today, and congratulations on being
thank
our
you.
Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
And good luck against Hillsdale tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank
All right.
You.
Our
Thanks
Athlete of the Week brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.